السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي فضل سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم على العالمين جميعا، وأقامه يوم القيامة للمذنبين المتلوثين الخطائين الهالكين شفيعا، فصلى الله تعالى وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى كل من هو محبوب ومرضي لديه صلاة تبقى بدوام الملك الحي القيوم وتدوم بدوام الملك الحي القيوم. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بالهدى ودين الحق أرسله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, those people who have completed their salah, if it is not too hard for them to just come a bit closer and sit together so that we are all in one majlis, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all for being present in the masjid at this time for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila and the blessings of the great awliya-i kiram, Sayyiduna al-Shaykh Waliullah Qaital radiyallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these awliya-i kiram bless us all with success in this world and in the hereafter. It is a fact that everybody has to die. Whether a person believes in Islam or the person believes in Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism or any other religion, every single person accepts the fact that everyone must die. Everybody accepts that. We all will die one day. And from amongst the articles of faith in Islam is al-ba'thu ba'd al-maut, is to rise on the day of judgment after dying from this world. And the day of judgment is a fact according to the Muslims, and it will occur. Once a sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, when is the day of judgment? When will the day of judgment come? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا. What have you prepared for the day of judgment? You are asking me when the day of judgment is? Tell me, what have you prepared for the day of judgment? You are in this world, Allah has given you life, Allah has given you many blessings in this world, what have you prepared for the hereafter on the day of judgment? And the Sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, I do perform my salah, I do fulfill my obligatory acts, but I don't believe them to be complete preparation for the day of judgment. Therefore, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what I have prepared for the day of judgment is that I love Allah and I love His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if that is the case, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that every man will rise on the day of judgment with he whom he loves. And if you love Allah and His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then on the day of judgment, you will be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows to us that although salah is an obligation, you must perform your salah. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَلَاتُهُ. Salah is the first thing that a person will be questioned about on the day of judgment. So we must perform our salah. We must fast in the month of Ramadan. We must give our due zakat. And we must travel to the holy city of Makkatul Mukarramah to perform our hajj when it becomes an obligation upon us. We must do all of this. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, apart from that, you must remember that person whom you love in this world, you will be with him on the day of judgment. So who should we love? We should love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should love the Sahaba-i Kiram. We should love the Aimma-i Mujtahideen. We should love the Awliya Allah. And if we love the Awliya Allah, then on the Day of Judgment we will rise with the Awliya Allah, and we will be with them under the banner of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you look around us today, many of our youth are in love with other than those people. They are in love with the wrong people. They are in love with celebrities. They are in love with movie stars. They are in love with cricket players. They are in love with football players. They are in love with those people who are not Muslims and who are not practicing Muslims. If we love them today in this world, on the Day of Judgment we will rise with them. And therefore it is our duty to protect our youth, to protect our children in our homes, and teach them who we should love and whom we should not love. If we love the right people and the pious people in this world, then tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, we will rise with them. And who doesn't want to rise with Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu on the Day of Judgment? And if we want to rise with people like Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu, then we must love Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu. And how do we love these people? How do you love the Awliya-i-Kiram? How do you love the Sahaba-i-Kiram? How do you love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The way we love them is by doing that which pleases them. And what pleases them? Does missing your salah please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does disrespecting your parents please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does listening to music all throughout the day and night please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does lying please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does deceiving people please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does eating haram please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does shouting and playing around like lunatics please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does the intake of drugs and alcohol please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No, it does not. And if it does not, then if you want to love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you must do that which pleases the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that way, on the Day of Judgment, you will rise with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think to yourself that once one of the kings in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a message to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with that message, there were two men who were acting as the messengers of that king, who brought the message to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they brought some gifts. These two men were not Muslims. They were disbelievers. They did not believe. Them two had no beard. They had no beard on their face, and they had large mustaches. Their mustache was large, but they had no beard. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that these two are not Muslims. They do not believe in Allah. They do not believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do not believe in death, the Day of Judgment. They do not believe in the Yawm-e Akhirah. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, they are not Muslims. Why are you worried about them? But do you know what happened? When they came in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed his facial features to show disgrace and disgust, and he looked away from them. He did not like to look at their faces. Big mustaches, no beard, he did not like to look at them, and he turned away. He didn't want to look at them. This is how disgraced the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with that face which had mustaches and had no beard. So think to yourself that we are Muslims. We believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We believe in Allah. How would the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam feel by looking at our faces? Ya Rasulullah, we are your followers. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows that we believe in him. Then why is it that that face that he was disgraced by from non-believers, we are practicing that today? Do you understand what I'm saying? So does that not mean that if we want to please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we should lengthen our beards? We should shorten our mustache. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Khaliful mushrikeen, Khaliful Yahuda wal Nasara. Do the opposite of that which the mushrikeen do. Do the opposite of that which the Yahud and the Nasara do. And then he said, A'ful luha, lengthen your beard, waqful shawarib, and shorten your mustache. And shorten your mustache. This is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered. And today we have people that do the opposite of what he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. We lengthen our mustache and shorten the beard, ma'azallah. We should please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And remember, love, al-hubb, love. Love is such a thing that when you love somebody, it comes out in your apparent actions. Do you know when a young man loves a female, when a young man loves a girl, he hides it. He doesn't tell anybody. He'll be texting on his phone like this, so that nobody can see. Hannah, he does that, hiding it from his friends. But do you know, all his friends know. They know because there's something wrong with him. He's become different. He's changed. Yesterday, he never used to like orange Fanta. Now he loves orange Fanta. Why is that? Yesterday he never used to like eating this. Today he loves it. Why is that? Because they know that really he has started to love somebody. He loves somebody who loves Fanta orange. And that's why he's drinking Fanta orange. Yesterday he hated it, but today he loves it. Because when a person falls in love with another, then he loves everything that that person loves. And this is a fact. Imam Ghazali, Imam Muhammad Ghazali radiallahu anhu, he writes in his book, Ihya ul-Ulum, that when a man loves another, it is impossible for him to not show it in his outer appearance. In his physical outer appearance. It becomes apparent. When you love someone, it becomes apparent. And that is why if you love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then you must lengthen your beard. And you must shorten your mustache. Think about it. Sayyiduna Imam Abu Yusuf, the student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu, faqih, qadiyul qudat, al-faqih, Imam Abu Yusuf radiallahu anhu, he is sitting on the food spread. And they are sitting and they are eating. Whilst they are eating, he is sitting with all these leadership people, people who are leaders, rich people, leaders of their communities. And one of the people sitting there, when the discussion began about kaddu is in English known as pumpkin. It's a specific type of pumpkin. It's a specific type of pumpkin which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved. Ad-dubba in the Arabic language. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved it. He loved it. He loved eating dubba. He loved this specific type of pumpkin. And whilst they were speaking about it, in the presence of Imam Abu Yusuf radiallahu anhu, this one man says that I don't like ad-dubba. I don't like this specific type of pumpkin. Sayyiduna Imam Abu Yusuf radiallahu ta'ala and stood up and he removed his sword and he says, Jaddidil Iman. Jaddidil Iman. Renew your faith. Recite the Shahada again. Because you have committed kufr. How dare you say that you do not like and love that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved. And the person immediately did the istighfar and he recited the Shahada again. Do you understand? You have to love what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved. Because, do you know why I'm saying this? Because on the day of judgment, you want to be with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you are not with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there is eternal destruction for you. Because the day of judgment, do you know why the day of judgment is there? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need any specific day of judgment. Allah doesn't need a book of deeds where there's all the hisab written. You did this good deed, this good deed, this bad deed, this good deed, this bad deed. Allah doesn't need that. Allah knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. There is absolutely no need for Allah to apparently judge people. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, that is the final. But why is the day of judgment going to take place? Do you know what the ulama kiram say? In Urdu, one of the shuyukh of India, the brother of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says, فَقَدْ اِتْنَا سَبَبْ هَا اِنْ اِقَادِ بَزْمِ مَحْشَرْ كَا فَقَدْ اِتْنَا سَبَبْ هَا اِنْ اِقَادِ بَزْمِ مَحْشَرْ كَا کہ ان کی شانِ محبوبی دکھائی جانے والی ہے. The only reason for having this whole apparent day of judgment is to show the greatness and the exaltedness of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is to show how great and exalted the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, so that those people in this world who disrespected the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who slandered the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who made cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who mocked and laughed at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, Allah will show that this is my beloved, this is the one whom I made as my most perfect creation. How dare anybody mock and disrespect this man? This is my beloved. And today I will show you that he who loved him in the dunya will be with him on the Day of Judgment and will enter Jannah. And he who did not love him and disrespected him, today I will show you that the punishment of that is eternal destruction in the hellfire. This is why we must love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know that Sayyiduna Rabi'a Aslami radiallahu anhu, he used to bring the water for the ablution of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning for tahajjud or for fajr salah or for any other salah would perform wudu with that water. One Sayyiduna Rabi'a Aslami radiallahu anhu, he placed that water there for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he saw the water and he said, "Who put this water here?" They said, "Rabi'a put this water here for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so pleased with this action of Rabi'a for serving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyiduna Rabi'a that, "Sal, ask for whatever you want, ask me for whatever you want, I shall grant it you today. Ask me for whatever you want." Subhanallah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking Rabi'a, "Ask for whatever you want." Who can say that? Who can say that, "Ask for whatever you want"? You know, a person who has nothing in his pocket, he has no money at all, can he say to a person that, "Ask me however much money you want, I'll give it to you right now"? He doesn't have anything in his pocket. What can he give to you? A person who has no food for himself, he has no money, no wealth to buy the food, he has no place to get that food from, can he ask somebody that, "Ask for whatever food you want, I shall give it to you"? He can't. Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye? Dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu in the Urdu language says that who gives, to give you have to have a mouth that can speak the truth and has the power to ask for whatever you want. Ask for whatever you want. It is the only truthful and honest Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who can say this, who can claim this. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rabi'a, ask for whatever you want." And Sayyiduna Rabi'a radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah, I don't want anything. All I want is murafaqataka fil jannah. I want to be with you on the Day of Judgment. In Jannah, I want to be with you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Now think, the Anbiya kiram in Jannah, and from the Anbiya, the Sayyidul Anbiya, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be in the highest part of Jannah, and Rabi'a is asking for that place in Jannah. Subhanallah, do you know what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He didn't say that, "Oh Rabi'a, go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I cannot give you Jannah." The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say that. He said, "O Rabi'a, go, I have given you murafaqati in Jannah. I have given you my companionship in Jannah. Awa ghayra dhalik, is there anything else that you want today in this world?" He says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is this world? 2 or 4 days we will live in this world. If I have Jannah with your companionship, Ya Rasulullah, I don't want anything in this dunya." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "In that case, O Rabi'a, a'inni ala nafsika bi kasrati sujood," that in that case, "Help me, help yourself for me by performing plenty of prostrations in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Yani, make sure that you do plenty of prostrations, and inshallah you will be with me on the Day of Judgment in Jannah. Now some people say that, "Look, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam couldn't give Jannah. with his companionship. That's why he said, "Oh Rabi'ah, make sure you do plenty of sajda. Plenty of sajda so that you can be with me." No, that is wrong. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam already gave him Jannah. He said, "Go, I have given you that. I have given you my companionship in Jannah. You have already got that." He says, "Help yourself. Aini ala nafsik, on yourself." Why? What it means, those people who don't understand hadith, they don't even look at what the predecessors have written in the sharh of the hadith. The ulama of hadith have said that what it means is on the day of judgment in Jannah, on that very, very highest part of Jannah, there will be great people there. The Anbiya-i-Kiram will be there. The great Awliya-i-Kiram will be there. There will be those pious people who fasted so many fasts. They performed so many voluntary salah. They did sajda all throughout their nights. There will be these type of people. And Rabi'ah, when you are there, I don't want you to feel shameful. I don't want you to be ashamed of yourself amongst them people. I want you to hold your head high and show to the people that I also perform plenty of sajdas and prostrations. Therefore, O Rabi'ah, make sure that in this world you do plenty of sajdas. So when you are with me in Jannah, then you can hold your head high amongst them great people and show that I have also worshipped Allah a lot. This is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Subhanallah, tujhse aur jannat se kya matlab wahabi dur ho? Hum Rasulullah ke jannat Rasulullah ki." The poet in Urdu, Imam Ahmad Raza, says that on the day of judgment, everybody will be in need of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah has given the key to Jannah in the hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Up to the extent that in a hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said that even Khalilullah, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, will be in need of me on the day of judgment to enter Jannah. Subhanallah. This will be the status of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Arsh-e haq hai masnad-e rifat Rasulullah ki. Imam Ahmad Raza radiyallahu anhu, subhanallah, what a poet. He's written about all the aspects of the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, on the day of judgment, arsh-e haq hai masnad-e rifat Rasulullah ki, dekhni hai hashr mein izzat Rasulullah ki. He says that the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be sitting on the day of judgment. And if you want to know the status of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will see the exaltedness and the status of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, this day of judgment will occur. Do you know when it will occur? Have you understood that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world was giving Jannah? He was distributing Jannah in this world as he did to Rabi'ah. You know, once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment there will be 70,000 people who will enter Jannah without any hisab. No hisab at all. There will be no kitab, no book of deeds for them. 70,000 people, they will enter Jannah without any hisab. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يدخل أولهم حتى يدخل آخرهم. The first from amongst those 70,000 will not enter into Jannah until the last one has entered into Jannah. What does that mean? It means they will all enter Jannah together with unity. They will all enter Jannah together. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وجوههم كَالْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ لَيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ. Their blessed faces will shine like the full moon on the 14th night of the month. This is how bright their blessed faces will be. And there will be no hisab and kitab, and all of them together will enter into Jannah. The Sahaba-i-Kiram were listening, but only one of them, Sayyiduna Ukasha radiallahu anhu, he has a thought in his mind that how I wish I was one of them. And he didn't keep that thought to himself. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, udu li an akuna minhum. Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me that I become from amongst them." And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Anta minhum ya Ukasha." Oh Kasha, go, you are from amongst them. Subhanallah. And then another sahabi thinks that, Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is distributing Jannah. Ya Rasulullah, make dua, I become from amongst them. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, not anymore. I am not going to distribute anymore now. Because I have my ummah to come until the day of judgment, I have to save some numbers for them as well. So I will not disclose anymore who is to be from amongst them. Subhanallah, does this not show that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment will have the keys of Jannah and he will distribute Jannah to whomever he wishes? This will happen. And this is shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is distributing in the world. And why not, Dina? Some people say that there will be no shafa'ah. These are people who have not read the Quran. People who have not read the Quran, they don't know what it says in the Quran. They say things like this. They haven't read the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran, Allah says, كِمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is there in this world? Or who is there from amongst the creation of Allah that will perform shafa'ah on the day of judgment or before the day of judgment? إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. But with the permission of Allah. What does that mean? It means nobody will do shafa'ah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the only people that will is those people who will be given permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will perform shafa'ah on the day of judgment. And this is why there are all these ahadith of shafa'ah. Do you know that on the day of judgment, one of the sahabi asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, on the day of judgment, Ya Rasulullah, I wish to be with you. Where will I find you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is very important, because we will all be there, and we all need to know where to find the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all need to know, because on the day of judgment, we all have to go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he asked, Ya Rasulullah, where will I find you? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that wherever my ummatis need help, I will be there. Find me, come to the scales, where the weighing scales are, the mizan are, where the deeds of my ummah will be weighed. Come there, because I will be there helping my ummah. I will be helping those people who are from amongst my ummah on the day of judgment. If you don't find me there, then come to the pul sirah. Come to the bridge. The bridge that will be leading to Jannah. And underneath there will be Jahannam, the fire of hell. Come there, that bridge will be sharper than a sword. It will be sharper than a knife. That bridge will be sharper than a sword, sharper than a knife, sharper than a blade, and it will be thinner than hair. Have you seen how thin hair are? How sharp a blade is? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this bridge that leads to Jannah will be sharper than a blade and which will be thinner than hair. On the day of judgment, Jahannam will be under that bridge and Jannah will be across that bridge. If you wish to go to Jannah, you must cross that bridge. How will we cross that bridge? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you don't find me near the mizan, near the weighing scales, then come to the bridge that leads to Jannah. Because I will be there when my ummah is crossing that bridge and some of them are struggling and gonna fall from the bridge, then I will be there picking them up and throwing them into Jannah. I will be there helping them cross the bridge and throwing them into Jannah. I will be there saving my ummah from falling into Jahannam, and I will be there saving them and entering them into Jannah. Ya Rasulullah, what if I don't find you there? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, find me near the Hawd, Al-Hawdul Kawthar, the beautiful pond of water, which will be extremely long. Not extremely long, sorry, it will be extremely big. It will be of a square shape. That water which will be sweeter than honey and whiter than milk. That water that when a person drinks it, he will never feel thirsty anymore. I will be there when my ummah is extremely thirsty on the day of judgment. And do you know that on the day of judgment, the sun will be 20 miles away, according to some narration. And according to some narration, it will be just 1 mile away. Just 1 mile away. And do you know, at the moment, it is thousands and thousands and thousands of years away from us. Thousands of years away from us. That is how far the sun is. And look how much heat there is. in the midday when you go outside in the extreme hot weather, how hot it is? How hot is it? We start sweating. We start having a bath in our own sweat. You come out from your home after having a shower, and then you have another shower outside in your own sweat. That is how hot it is. On the Day of Judgment, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the sun won't be that far away. The sun will be about a mile away from our heads, just above our heads. And there is one narration which says that at the moment, whether science understands it or not, forget about them. These are the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the moment, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we are only seeing the back of the sun. And this is the amount of heat we have. Go to some of the Arab world, you'll find that it reaches 50 degrees Celsius, even more than that in some of the places. It's the back of the sun. On the Day of Judgment, the sun will bring its front side towards us. And it will be extremely hot. People will be drowning in their own sweat. Some people will be sweating until their ankles. Some people till their knees. Some people till their waist. Some people till their necks. And some people, all of their body will be drowning in sweat. And at the same time, they will be extremely thirsty. Everybody will be extremely thirsty. Up to the extent that the tongue will become completely dry like a thorn. You know, a rose, and the stem of a rose, it has thorns on them. Them thorns, the tongue will become like a thorn. It will become completely dry. If you look at your tongue, it's soft at the moment, full of blood. On the Day of Judgment, due to the heat, it will become completely dry. And some people's tongues will fall out of their mouths due to thirst, and there will be no water. There will be no water there. Do you know what the earth will be made of then? It will be made of copper. Copper, metal, copper. Think about how much heat there must be. Your skin must stick to that copper. And every time you walk on it, your skin keeps coming off. That is how hot it will be on the Day of Judgment. On that day, people will be extremely hot. People will have no idea what to do. Some people's brains will be boiling. Their brains will be boiling. They won't know what to do. They will go insane. And people will not have clothing on that day. On that day, there will be no clothing for the majority of the people. And on that day, when everybody is extremely thirsty, and there is absolutely no shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do you know what the shade of Allah will be? The shade of Allah will be the shade of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will be the liwa'ul hamd, which will be the big, massive, gigantic flag of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mentioned in the Quran and hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be given that banner, that great, massive, gigantic flag, and under there, the Anbiya-i Kiram and the Awliya-i Kiram and the pious predecessors and those people who worshipped Allah sincerely from their hearts. They fulfilled their obligatory act. They loved Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam truly and honestly. They will be there in that flag, in the shade of that flag, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this will all happen later. Before that happens, there will be nothing there. People will be extremely problemed. What shall we do? And at that time, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have Al-Hawdul Kawthar. Al-Hawdul Kawthar. But even before the Hawdul Kawthar comes, do you know what will happen? The people will go insane. They won't know what to do. And the Day of Judgment will be extremely long. Years and years will be like one day. 40,000 years, according to one narration, will be one day. And another narration says that the Day of Judgment will be 50,000 years long, that one day. When people will be extremely problemed, they won't know what to do. Mother will not recognize her child. The child will not recognize the mother. Nobody cares about anybody else. Nafsi, 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 nafsi. I care about myself, I care about myself. I have no time to help anybody else. I don't know what will happen to me, how can I help you? Think about it, that mother who loves her child so much that anything happens to that child, the mother is troubled. No matter how much the child swears at the mother, ma'azallah, no matter how much a child swears at his own mother, the mother will still love that child. And she will still give him food. She will still worry about him. Al-ayadu billah, may Allah protect us. There are so many cases where the son is shouting at the mother and the mother is crying yet still smiling and thinking, don't worry, you are my son, it's okay, it's okay. And the son is still swearing at the mother, shut up, stop saying that. It's okay, you can swear, I forgive you, I forgive you. Shut up, stop saying that, stop saying that. Ma'adallah, this is the situation. But the mother still loves the child. The mother will still love her child, no matter what happens. The mother will still love the child. On the Day of Judgment, even that mother will have no time for the child. Even she will have no time because she will be worried about herself. The wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be apparent. The anger of Allah will be apparent. All the people after half of the Day of Judgment will pass. They will say, they will decide that let's go to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He is Abul Bashar. He is the father of all us humans. Let's go to him and say to him that do something, we cannot stay here any longer. And do you know the kuffar, the disbelievers, they will be troubled so much on the Day of Judgment that they will think, Ya Allah, take us out of here and throw us into Jahannam. We can bear going into Jahannam, but we cannot bear staying here anymore. It is too hot. The ground is too hot. We are drowning in our sweat. Our tongues have dried. They have become like thorns. We cannot stay here anymore. This is how much they will become tired of the Day of Judgment, struggling and troubled by the heat and everything else in the Day of Judgment. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will say that I cannot do anything for you today. I am not here for you to do this. This cannot be done by me. He will say, go to somebody else. Alaykum bi Nuhin alayhi salam. Go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And the people will go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam will say, I am not for this. Go to somebody else. Idhabu ila ghayri. Go to somebody other than me. In that way, the people will go to different anbiya kiram. O Khalilullah, you are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please speak to Allah. Speak to Allah. And ask Allah to stop this Day of Judgment and begin the hisab and begin the kitab so that we can go into Jannah or Jahannam. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam will say that I am the Khalilullah, but today even I am in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even I cannot help you. I am not made for this. Go to somebody else. People will go to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They will go all the way to all the Anbiya Kiram and the Rusul Izam, and they will come to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They will say that you are Ruhullah, you are Kalimatullah, you are Ruhullah, you help us. He will say, go to somebody else. Go to somebody else. They will say, who shall we go to? He will say, Alaykum bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa innahu Habibullah. And he has been made for this. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people will come to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will say, Ya Rasulullah, you are Habibullah. Ya Rasulullah, you are the beloved of Allah. Allah has given you so much in the dunya and in the akhirah. Allah has given you the keys to all the khazain and jannah. Ya Rasulullah, you do shafa'ah for us. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I will praise Allah. I will say to the people, Ana laha, I am for this. I am here for this. This is why Allah has made this Day of Judgment, so that everybody can see that when nobody can help you, even your own mother cannot help you, any other prophet and messenger cannot help you, I am the only one who will help you. I am the one whom Allah has created to help you. In the same way as in your grave, when nobody came to you, do you know that in the dunya, we run after so many friends and families and our wives and mothers and fathers and friends and bosses and whatnot. We do so much in our world. But do you know on the day you die in your grave, will any of them come to help you in your grave? Will any of your friends say that I will go with him in his grave for 10-15 minutes just to chill with him, relax with him, have a cup of tea with him? Will your wife come with you in the grave for 10-15 minutes? Will your wealth, will your house, will your car or anything come with you in your grave? Nothing will come with you in the grave. If anything will come with you in the grave, it will be the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will come in the grave. He will come in the grave. And when you are asked that what did you used to say about this man, then you will have to answer that he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you will not be able to answer that, then everything else that comes after that will be hard. And this is why we must love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the world, because we will see him in the grave and think that in the grave when he comes and you have a long mustache and you don't have a beard, how will his blessed face be? Will he be pleased with you? think to yourself, I need to make sure that in that grave when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, when he sees me, he has to be pleased with me. In every way possible, you need to make sure that in this dunya, before you leave, you make sure that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happy with you and pleased with you. So on the day of judgment, it will be him who will help us. And that is why, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you can be a complete believer. None of you can be a believer until you love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than your own parents, more than your own mother, more than your own children, more than anybody else in this world. You must love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why on the day of judgment, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have everything in his hands. And he will say, Ana laha, I am here for this. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that on that day, when you will come to me, when the people will come and ask for the shafa'ah, I will praise Allah in words that nobody has ever praised Allah with. And these are words that Allah has taught me. Meaning he already knows them. Allah taught me. And do you know the words in the hadith, he says, La tahduruni al-an. La tahduruni al-an. At this moment, they are not present. They are not present. I know them, but they are not at the forefront of my mind. You know when somebody asks you something that you already know, they ask you your age, and you start thinking. Because it's not present in the forefront. It's not hadir at the forefront of your mind. So you have to think and try and recollect what your age is. In the same way, la tahduruni al-an means it's there, but it's not at the forefront. That's what it means. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows them, and he says, on that day, I will praise Allah with them mahamid, with them praises. And when I praise Allah with them words, فَأَخِرُّ لَهُ سَاجِدًا. And then I will fall on my knees in prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, this is the time when Allah is completely angry. Allah's anger is apparent. The wrath of Allah is apparent. The Jabbar, he will be angry, he will show his anger to the people. At this moment, if there is anyone who dares asking Allah for something, then it is Habibullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he prostrates, when everybody fears that if we ask, Allah will shout at us. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he falls into sajda and he will say, Allah, oh Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Muhammad, O irfa ra'sak. O Muhammad, raise your head. O Muhammad, raise your head. Sal tusma. Ask for whatever you want. Ask for qul tusma. Speak and you will be listened to. Meaning Allah will not listen to anybody on the day of judgment. But O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you speak and you will be listened to. Sal tu'ta. Ask for whatever you want, you will be given whatever you want. Subhanallah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told by Allah, Ishfa' to shaffa. You seek intercession and I will grant you intercession. You ask for shafa'ah and I will grant you shafa'ah. And do you know those people who say there won't be any shafa'ah? This hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. This hadith is in Muslim Sharif. This hadith is in the books of the Siha Sitta. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be told by Allah, Ishfa' to shafa'ah, ask for whatever you want. Your shafa'ah will be accepted. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time, do you know what he will say? He will say, Allah, Ummati, 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 Ya Allah. Ummati, 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 Subhanallah. Ya Allah, my Ummah, my Ummah, my Ummah. This is all the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be worried about. And who is the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are we not from amongst the Ummah? We are from the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he is in sajda and he raises his head and he says, Ummati, Ummati, he is talking about us. That, Ya Allah, forgive these people. Ya Allah, give them Jannah. I am interceding for these people, Ya Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Intaliq. Go. Go, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Intaliq. فَأَخْرِجْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ شَعِيرَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. That go. Go. And anybody who has even one grain amount of iman in their heart, Go and take them out of Jahannam and put them into Jannah. Subhanallah. Protect them from Jahannam and take them into Jannah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَأَنْطَلِكُوا فَعَفْعَلُوا. I will go and I will do so. I will do so. I will take all those people who have even that much amount of iman in their hearts. I will take them. And then I will come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will say, Allah, ummati, ummati, ummati. Allah, ummati, ummati, ummati. Allah will say, ask for whatever you want. Ishfa to shafa. Intercede, your intercession will be granted. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, ummati, ummati. Then Allah will say, go and take out all those people who have even half a grain worth. Khardalatum min al-Iman, even uhabbatum min al-Iman, even a grain of rice worth of amount of Iman or half a grain amount of Iman, you can take them into Jannah as well. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَنْطَلِقُوا فَعَفْعَلُوا. I will do so again. I will go and I will save all these ummatis of mine. I will go to the mizan where the weighing scales are and I will take them and I will put them into Jannah. I will go to the bridge that leads to Jannah and the people who fall will fall into Jahannam. I will save them from there and I will take them into Jannah. And those people who have fallen into Jahannam, I will take them out of Jahannam who have even a great amount of Iman and I will put them into Jannah. And then I will come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will say, Ya Allah, akhiru lahu sajida. He will fall into prostration again. And Allah will say, irfa rasak ya Muhammad. Sal tota washfa tushaffa. Ask for whatever you want, you will be granted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, ummati, ummati, Ya Allah. Still he is asking for his ummah. Think about it, those people who were disobedient to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet they loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had that amount of iman in them. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still asking for more, Ya Allah. And then Allah will say, "Intalik fa akhrij man kana fi qalbihi adna 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 khardalatin min al-iman, khardalatun min al-iman." Go and take out anyone who has the lowest, the smallest, the smallest, the smallest amount of iman in their hearts. Go and take them out of Jahannam and put them into Jannah as well. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will go and he says, فَعَفْعَلُ. I will do that. And he says that I will run from one side to the other on the Day of Judgment, from one place to the other, until every single ummati of mine has entered into Jannah and has been saved from Jahannam. Subhanallah, this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the king of the Day of Judgment. He can sit on the throne of Allah and he doesn't need to do anything. But look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy. Rahmatul lil alameen. He is a mercy for both the worlds. On that Day of Judgment when he doesn't need to do anything, he will be worried about us. And he will run from one place to the other for us. And he will save us from Jahannam. And he will enter into Jannah. Subhanallah. When the Sahaba-i-Kiram asked that, Ya Rasulullah, even the kabair, will you intercede for the grave sins, the kabira sins? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, my shafa'ah is for those who committed grave sins as well. Those who committed the kabair on the Day of Judgment, if they died with iman, then I will do intercession for them as well. Subhanallah. Wow, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. How gracious is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But do you know, should we not do anything for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Should we not please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world? And remember, don't just think that, oh, in that case I don't need to do anything now. I don't need to pray salah. I can go and commit kabair. He will intercede for me on the Day of Judgment. No, that is not the situation. Why not? Because there is a condition. And the condition is that you die with iman. You must die with iman. And who knows when you will die? And who knows if iman will remain in your heart when you die? The only way you will know is if you make sure you perform your salah, you perform your fast, you give your zakah, you go and perform hajj when it is farz upon you, you carry out the sunnahs, you stay away from haram, you stay with that which is halal. When you do all of that, then your iman becomes strengthened and Allah will protect your iman. And then when you die with iman, then you will have all of this on the Day of Judgment. But if you miss your salah, if you do haram, if you eat haram, if you miss your fast in the month of Ramadan, you don't give zakah, you don't do hajj, you cause harm to people, then there is fear that before you die, your iman will leave your heart. And if you die without iman, then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not perform intercession for you on the Day of Judgment. He will not intercede for you on the Day of Judgment. Therefore, it is important that you make sure you die with iman. Protect your iman. Make sure that you die with iman. If you will die with iman, then on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for you. And do you know that on that day, the pious people, the awliya Allah, the awliya kiram, do you know what they will do? Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says, in Urdu, the great poet says, Kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai tumhari wah wah. He says, how beautiful and how tasteful is the shafa'ah intercession of yours, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai tumhari wah wah. قرض لیتی ہے گناہ پرہیزگاری واہ واہ قرض لیتی ہے گناہ پرہیزگاری واہ واہ. That the pious people on the Day of Judgment, who have no sins in their book of deeds, they will see that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is performing shafa'ah, intercession. They will go to the sinful people, they will look, he has some sins, he committed zina, come here. And they will get hold of him and say, give me your sin. Give me your sin so that I can go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, Ya Rasulullah, I have a sin. Perform intercession for me. Do shafa'ah for me. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will do shafa'ah for them, and then they will have no sins left. They will be ready to go into Jannah. But they love the taste of shafa'ah so much, and it tastes so beautiful and sweet, that they will come back and look for the sinful people who committed sin. There he is. He's got sins in his book of deeds. They will go to them. They will go to where this weighing scales are, and they will look for people who have sins, and they will say, please give me some of your sins. Please give me some of your sins. And they will come in the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, I have some more sins. Please do shafa'ah for me. And then they will take shafa'ah again. These will be the pious people. And that is why today in this world, you should stay with the pious people. Love the pious people. If you love the pious people, on the Day of Judgment, you will rise with them. And if you rise with them, they will not need to go and look elsewhere for sins. You can give them your sins. That here, take my sins and take the shafa of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they will be with you. And remember, if you are with the pious people, then on the Day of Judgment, even the pious people will perform shafa'ah. Those people who have memorized the whole Quran, the huffaz, even they will perform shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment. The shahada kiram who fought in the battlefield and they shed their blood for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, li'ilai kalimatillah, to raise the banner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will perform shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment. The ulama kiram, the scholars of the deen, the safeguarders of the deen, they will perform shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment, up to the extent that when a person comes, a person will come to the alim and say that, remember me from the dunya, I gave you a glass of water when you were thirsty. And the alim will remember that, yes you did, and he will say, come, I will do shafa'ah for you. And the alim will do shafa'ah for that person. Even small acts like that. So make sure that in this world, prepare for the akhirah, because on that Day of Judgment, there will be Jannah. Yes there will be, but there will be Jahannam there as well. And do you know how Jahannam is? Jahannam's fire was lit for 1,000 years and it became completely red, and then it was burned for another 1,000 years until it became completely white, and then it was burned for another 1,000 years until it became completely black, and it is still burning at this moment. And Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam once took oath. He swore by Allah, and he says, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we were to put one pinhole into Jahannam and let the air of Jahannam into this world, every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would die. That is Jahannam. And we need to save ourselves from that Jahannam. And therefore, we must in this world try and prepare for the Yawm-e Akhirah. And do as much as we can in this world. Stay with the pious people. Come to the mazarat of the awliya kiram. Pray and recite the Quran, because the Quran will help you on the Day of Judgment. The Quran will come and it will help you. Recite salawat on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Recite sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That will help you on the Day of Judgment. There is a hadith that a person will come and on the scales, weighing scales, his sins will be lots and lots, and they will outweigh his good deeds. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come Subhanallah, if he comes whilst you're on the weighing scales, what more can you ask for? Can you imagine you're on the weighing scales, you are sweating like mud. What will happen? I have so many sins. And then this beautiful face comes. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes on that day of judgment. He is walking towards me. Subhanallah, he is walking towards me. I have no more fear anymore. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come. I do not need to fear anymore because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come. Subhanallah, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam will put a place a piece of paper on the good deeds of this person. As soon as he puts them good deeds, that one piece of paper on the good deeds of that person, his good deeds will completely outweigh his bad deeds. He will be forgiven because his deeds will become completely heavy. And then he will ask that, what was that? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say that this was the salawat that he sent unto me. This was the salawat that he sent on me on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So in this life, if we send salawat upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every time you hear the name Muhammad, you must say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is wajib. It is a necessary act. You must say, according to many ulama, it is wajib. You must say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanallah, if you say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then on the day of judgment, it will help us on our deeds. It will outweigh the sins on the day of judgment. There will be so many things that will happen on the day of judgment. The liwa'ul hamd will be there. And in the liwa'ul hamd, the pious people will gather and they will be praising the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On that day when everybody will be worried about each other, there will be the praises of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala an, he writes, ke kaash mahshar mein jab unki aamad ho aur, and he's talking about the liwa'ul hamd, that how I wish on the day of judgment, when the liwa'ul hamd is ready, and all the pious people are in the shade of the liwa'ul hamd, the banner of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes into this maqam-e-mahmood, in the maqam of mahmuda, which is mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, he says, kaash mahshar mein jab unki aamad ho aur bheje sab unki shaukat pe laakhon salam, mujh se khidmat ke qudsi kahe ha raza Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam. That how I wish on the day of judgment, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on the maqam-e mahmud, and in the banner, in the shade of that banner, and all the Anbiya-i-Kiram, the Rusul-i-Izam, the pious people, the Awliya-i-Kiram, the Imma-i-Mujtahideen, the Ulama-i-Kiram, the Mufassireen, the Muhaddiseen, they are all present, and they are praising the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the angels who are also praising the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who are the servants of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say, how I wish that they say that, O Raza, O Imam Ahmad Raza, now it is your turn, you sing your praises, and then I will sing, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakho salam, sham'e bazme hidayat pe laakho salam. I will sing that on the day of judgment. May we all in this world hold firmly unto the maslak, onto the way of our pious predecessors, so that on the day of judgment we rise with them. And remember, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al mar'u ma'a man ahabba, every man will be with he who he loves. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al rajulu ala dini khalili, every man is on the same religion as his friend. So make sure that you are with the pious people, you sit with the pious people, you walk and you talk and you rest, and whatever you do with the pious people. And when you imitate and copy in your clothing and everything, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." Whoever you imitate, you are from amongst them. So on the day of judgment, make sure you are with the pious people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rise us all with the pious people on the day of judgment. May we all rise on the day of judgment with people like Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala an. May we all rise on the day of judgment with people like Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala an, in the group of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his sahaba ikram. And may we all receive the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for us all and for all our families and friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, give us all Jannah, and inshallah all our family is given Jannah on the Day of Judgment through the wasila and the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma Rabbana ajirna minan nar. Allahumma Rabbana ajirna minan nar. Allahumma Rabbana ajirna minan nar ya mujiru ya mujiru ya mujir wa adkhilna al jannata jannataka ya rabbal alamin. بجاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جزاكم الله خيرا وما علينا إلا البلاغ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله مولاي
صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نعم قزا وانم بذي صلام مزجت دم أجر من مقلات بدم محمد سيد الكونين وصقلين محمد سيد والفريقين من عرب ومن أجام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ ما قصيدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ ما قصيدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا ربي جمع طلبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدع النعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته شفاعته والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأهوال متتهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عنده للحديث الأميم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعمر وعن علي وعن ذلكرم مولايا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نور الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا رحمة للعالمين، صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ربنا بلغ سلامنا إلى ديار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وارزقنا زيارة حرمك وحرم نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا ارحمنا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين، واستر عيوبنا إنك أنت ستار العيوب. اللهم ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربنا أقمنا على مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة، وإذا توفيتنا فتوفنا عليها. آمين يا رب العالمين. بجاه النبي عليه أفضل الصلوات وأكمل التسليمات، وبرحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم ومنبع العلم والحلم والحكم، وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.